This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Sarah Marie Olszewski is going to be joining us coming up next segment when some of the stations join us. We really appreciate her coming on. We had an amazing nurse call in earlier talking about basically COVID being an overblown fraud. But she's a major whistleblower. We really appreciate her coming up in a moment, and then we'll continue on after she leaves and take your calls. Right now, let's go to Old Dude in Missouri. Old Dude, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
First off, man, I just want to thank you for what you've done. I know you hear that a lot, but I've never had an opportunity to speak with you before, so I wanted to say that first and foremost. You've been very influential in a lot of people's lives. Second thing I want to say is the bodies and the X2 is amazing. I played football in college. I had some injuries, and the bodies allows me to do things that most people my age just can't do. I mean, I went out and played flag football here a few weeks ago and was running with guys that were in their early 20s, and I'm almost 40. So the products are awesome. As far as what Donald Trump could do, one thing he could do is make a call out to all local law enforcement and militias to organize all able-bodied patriots. And now I realize he would be signaling to the people who have control over things in the economy, and they could take some steps. But if we can organize together, I feel like that could be an effective thing that we could do to keep our own local communities safe. And then another thing is communities need to be able to fund their own people. If the left can fund people like Barack Obama, how is it that communities of, say, 10, 20,000 people can't come up with $100 a month from 50 people?
Oh, I totally agree. We've got to politically weaponize like it's a war, and we can do it better than the bad guys, and literally start our own think tanks, our own groups, our own people, and then run our people. We'll kick the left's ass at that. They've all been secret in groups doing it. We won't be secret. We'll energize. We'll run people against Soros, putting in all his operatives in at the DAs. This has got to be done. We got to mobilize now. Total mobilization, total commitment.
Absolutely. And the people that are on our side of this, they need to understand the foundation of reality is on our side. The foundation of reality that God has put in place, it establishes our perspective. If people are going around and they don't even recognize and acknowledge that God is the creator of everything, then their perspective of reality is going to be off base. Okay. They're going to be upside down. There's a reason why God talks about how it's important to be upright and grounded and rooted on the foundation of reality. And I'm here to tell you, man, hey, look, we're spinning around the sun at 66,000 miles an hour. The next closest star is 25 trillion miles away. Okay? It didn't just happen by accident. Every atheist on the planet is a liar. Nobody looks at those stars and thinks, that just happened by random chance. So people need to organize, and they need to stand on the foundation of reality that God has provided us through Jesus Christ and the people who brought the message forth to the world, and understand that we have God on our side because the literal essence of his truth is written in his words and communicated to humanity as the foundation of reality. And if we don't have perspective of it, we're just floating around trying to solve the problems, and we're just offering solutions to effects but not the cause.
That's right, brother. It is a spiritual war, and we see the enemy attacking. That's because the enemy, it knows it's in trouble. It's been forced out in the open. So as negative as this is at one level, I see it as very, very positive at others.
Amen. Amen. And hey, Alex, if I may, could I direct people to one video, and I have no monetary gain in it.
I don't care, brother. Direct us to it. I don't care. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Old Dude Perspective and Numbers on YouTube. And Old Dude is O-L and then D-U-D-E. I'm just Old Dude, man. And I'm just out here trying to raise my family and trying to tell people the truth. And I've been like a lot of other people, and I kind of got.
And you want to hook up with others and form a resistance, and we love you. God bless you. All right. We've got our special guest straight ahead. Out of all these amazing whistleblowers, hers was some of the most dynamic. In fact, probably the most in there, showing the evidence, having the will to do it, having the courage. It's coming up because we're right back where we were 6-8 months ago. They're getting ready to do it again. And so I'm going to try to really let her give you the unfiltered perspective, because I know they have fought to suppress her information. Major whistleblower nurse from New York on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Tell everybody you know, tune in now to Infowars.com/show, band.video, and to local radio stations and TV stations to pick this up. And later, once this is archived, share this interview. During our war for independence, during some of the darkest days, Thomas Jefferson, the man credited with writing our Declaration of Independence and much of our Constitution later, said, look, this is not going to be an easy fight. We're not going to be transported to liberty on a bed of feathers. No, ladies and gentlemen, we've actually had incredible successes with Donald Trump and Bolsonaro and the liberty movement worldwide. We're going to have major setbacks, but there is a giant awakening happening. That's why the globalists have gone ahead and launched their great reset, global collapse, worldwide social credit score, tracking app, microchip, forced inoculation, takeover now, because if they don't force it now, they're never going to get it. So InfoWars has never been more critical. I want to thank you all for your support, and I want to encourage you to do your Christmas shopping now at InfoWarsStore.com. If we ship your order out by the 18th, the Postal Service says you will get it before Christmas. So get those orders in at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're investing in freedom and liberty and justice while getting great products. Thanks for your support. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Systems are dying right now. That's why they call themselves the New World Order, but they're not. We've got Nurse Olszewski joining us right now, Nurse Erin Marie Olszewski. She has spent her life fighting for freedom for everyday Americans. A young woman, she joined the U.S. Army to fight overseas in Operation Iraqi Freedom. Returning home, she turned her focus, drive, and dedication to defending our most deeply held values in American soil. She spent years fighting for medical freedom in 2020. Erin volunteered with the front lines yet again by traveling nurse assigned to New York's Elmhurst Hospital, which has one of the highest death rates, which we'll talk about that, during the COVID-19 pandemic. What she found horrified her and inspired a new focus of her advocacy. Erin's newly published book, The Undercover Epicenter Nurse, reveals how gross negligence, insurance fraud, medical malpractice, and good old-fashioned greed are killing everyday Americans at Elmhurst and beyond. Her new fight is a fight or return to ethics, transparency, and respect for truth, values, and she goes on from there. We're very, very excited to have her. She's at Nurse Erin, Nurse Erin with two E's, and we really, again, are excited to have her. We've played her clips many times here. We'll get to some of those next segment, where she actually shows the proof, didn't just say it, but wow, simply amazing with what really happened. So thank you for joining us. How should we start this out, because you've got so much info, so much knowledge? What's the best way to break this down for people? Because this is an ongoing crime that's actually expanding since you first blew the whistle.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me, Alex. First of all, I really appreciate it. There's not many that expose the truth like you, and a lot of people don't want to hear my story, especially the left-wing media. But I guess starting out, I mean, I guess originally I'm from Florida. That's where I reside now. So when this whole pandemic kind of first came crumbling down in March, you know, we were waiting for the wave in Florida and we just didn't see it. And all the while we're watching New York, you know, just get slammed. So as nurses, a lot of us were furloughed. We were looking for work. And an opportunity presented itself for me to travel to New York to help out. And so that's what I did. And what I found there was unheard of. Ultimately, what I found there was a whole lot of murder. And so I had no choice, you know, in good conscience. I couldn't, you know, be part of the problem. I needed to be part of the solution. And that's why I decided to record it. And prove and share the truth with the people.
And you didn't just make the claim this was basically murder. You showed the video, you showed the proof at your own, you know, risk. But whistleblowers are protected when they violate, you know, quote, HIPAA or whatever, by the fact that you're exposing a crime. And the fact they didn't come after you, at least from my knowledge, shows how scared they are of this info. So when you say there's murder going on, walk through it. You've got the floor here. What you witnessed, what you saw, when the alarm bells rang, what you documented.
Well, a lot of the public doesn't know. When I first got there, and I've been to war, I've been to Iraq, I know what being on the actual front lines in battle is. And so getting off the plane in New York, I sat around for 3 days. There was nurses that were got there before me that were sitting there for up to 3 weeks. And we're getting paid $10,000 a week as nurses, which is a lot of money. In my opinion, I feel like it was hush money. A lot of, you know, nurses didn't want to say anything because they wanted their paycheck. But when I first got into the hospital, I was assigned to Elmhurst Hospital, which was ultimately the epicenter of the epicenter. And what they were doing is essentially admitting pretty much everyone, regardless if they had COVID or not, because there was a price tag. It was $13,000 to admit them to the floor, $39,000 to put them on a ventilator, knowing that ventilators by the time I got there in early April had killed absolutely every single one of their patients. So this was essentially an assembly line to a body bag. You know, they come into the emergency room, they get admitted to the floors regardless if they had COVID or not. And then
and let's be clear, it's not like, sorry to interrupt you, it's not like you're just a new nurse, somebody that worked in a small town like Mayberry with Barney Fife. You'd been in combat hospitals, you'd seen arms and legs blown off, people shot with RPGs, you'd seen real trauma, real war, real desperate, working 18 hours a day sometimes during battles, versus you're sitting around your hotel room getting 10 grand. So right up front, you're thinking something's weird here.
Yeah, it was a red flag. I mean, this was not a war zone. And even when I got into the hospitals, we were well staffed. You know, I can imagine in the very beginning they weren't, but by the time I got there, they were well staffed. And then it was the treatment. You know, in my hospital, our governor, Governor Ron DeSantis, did not ban the hydroxychloroquine. And when we got to New York, you know, I realized that Cuomo did. And we had saved every single one of our patients. So when they weren't using alternative treatments and the protocol that they were using was ventilators, knowing it was killing every single patient, that was another red flag. Why are they banning treatments? Since when did the government get in between a doctor-patient relationship? That's unheard of. And it actually should never happen again. The hospitals were all liability free. So regardless of what a doctor, a nurse, any part of the staff members did, they would never be liable. And they took advantage of that. They took advantage of a system that wasn't going to hold them liable. And, you know, there was financial incentive to stay quiet. So I was there, gosh, not even a week. And I was just devastated. And I contacted attorneys that I knew in New York, and I'm like, I need to do something, because there were nurses that were speaking out before me and no one believed them. You know, so I needed the actual proof. And, you know, it wouldn't be the first time I've been undercover. I was undercover, you know, in Iraq too. So maybe that's what kind of motivated me to not be afraid to be able to expose this corruption. And, you know, ultimately, a lot of these patients, the majority of these patients died unnecessarily, and their families deserve to know the truth, and these patients deserve justice. And so that's
kind of huge. And we've got time to take your time to go through that, because you did a great job on Tucker Carlson and other platforms, but those were short interviews. Walk through then what it was like and how you were quantifying that they were killing people, because you show where someone doesn't have COVID, but still they intubate them, and then days later a healthy person's dead. I mean, and of course, even US Today admits if they intubate somebody, they would get all this extra money.
Well, let's just say that you walk in, and this happened a lot. I mean, even today it's happening, and people have a lot of anxiety. They're terrified of this virus that the media is instilling, like this fear. And they're coming in like, oh my gosh, I'm having difficulty breathing. What do I do? And in Florida, we would say, you know, you're all right. We would test them for the flu first, rule out other things. That's what you're supposed to do. Not in New York. So if you walk through the emergency room in New York, you're going to be a COVID, quote, rule out. And they would give you, you know, the test, send it out 5 to 10 days later. You would get the results. In the meantime, you were, you know, shuttled off to a COVID floor. And by the time the results came back, most of these patients would have already been ventilated, possibly dead at that point. And, you know, ultimately, you know, there was no accountability. And even if you said anything, which I tried to go up my chain of command, and everybody told me to hush or I would go home. And they did send quite a few nurses home. Ultimately, I was sent home as well. But there were patients, a full code is when you want to be saved, your family wants you to be saved, nurses and doctors will perform CPR as long as it takes to save you. That was not happening. There were doctors that were writing patients off as dead with the time of death, paperwork done before they were even dead. And then telling us nurses, don't code them. They're going to die anyway. That's just the most unethical, malpractice type of situation that any nurse or any medical professional should ever have to be in.
But they felt like in those certain hospitals that had almost all the deaths, they were allowed to. Then you've got them sending sick patients to nursing homes, but not letting family go in, and then intubating them there and also getting high death numbers, up to half the deaths in New York. I mean, this looks like a very organized operation.
Well, it was. You know, the orders were coming down from Cuomo, essentially, and they were going to the administrators. The administrators, they all knew what was going on, and that's why they would threaten us so hard that if we said anything, we would immediately go home. You know, we were all on gag orders. Why? You know, and this financial...
I mean, all of this is so huge. Stay right there. Back in a few minutes. Simply amazing. I'm one of the main whistleblower nurses. Videoed it all, documented it all. She's here explaining. Most of the nurses were like, this is BS. They were sent home. So they bring in people statistically and build an army of folks that will do anything.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is our guest with the book that Big Brother doesn't want you to read. You should get it. Share it with everyone you know to save lives and to stop this fraud. Undercover Epicenter. Undercover Epicenter Nurse. How fraud, negligence, and greed led to unnecessary deaths at Elmhurst Hospital. And boy, she lays it all out. So, please continue with what you're laying out, how long you were there, the aftermath of it, and what's in your book, and what you expect to see, obviously, now with this winter, when they have more flu, more pneumonia. They're obviously going to try to attribute all that to COVID. They said that the lockdown has to go on forever. They don't want people to know about nutraceuticals or about supplements or about vitamin D. And give us your big picture of what you think's really going on here and what we should all do to stop it.
A lot's going on. Yes, that's one thing that they banned is any alternative treatments. They didn't talk about the high-dose IV vitamin C. They didn't talk about the hydroxychloroquine, you know, quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C. You know, like a lot of these things that people really need to know is everything that they're not talking about. And for a virus with a 99, at this point, 0.9% survival rate, we don't need a vaccine, and the vaccine is very dangerous. And ultimately, I think that this has been about control. I think that this has been about the election. And I think that this is about, honestly, the New World Order. You know, they want puppets, and they don't want anybody like myself or, you know, any of other whistleblowers to be telling the people the truth. And ultimately, if we want to secure a safe future for our children and future generations, a lot more people need to stand up and speak up and tell the truth, because this is about humanity at the end of the day. And we need to be able to save lives and get the truth to the people.
What was it like for you as a whistleblower? Not at the very start, but I'd say in the first third of people really speaking out, to then watch all these prominent scientists and doctors and nurses, including yourself, being censored by big tech. I mean, since when do consumer reviews get blocked? Since when can medical professionals not have their speech? This is so dangerous.
No, it's extremely dangerous. And, you know, all these people that you're seeing, you know, these medical experts, you know, Fauci being one, these guys never had boots on the ground. These guys never actually treated any of these patients. These guys were not in there. I was. We were the ones with boots on the ground. And for anybody like me that was actually there, and that's actually, you know, telling them what they really did in order to create this mass genocide, you know, we're hushed, we're censored. I've been fired. I was fired in New York. I was fired from my job here in Florida because they don't want people like me inside their hospital walls, because we're going to tell the truth. They kicked all the family members out. it's a free-for-all in these hospitals right now. And since my expose came out, I've had so many people from around the world contact me and ask, how can I get in to see my loved one? You know, they're doing this and this and this. They refuse any of the alternative treatments. They're killing them. And, you know, it's hard. You know, it is really, it's really hard to be able to advocate and be a nurse in this time in history right now. And
well, it seems like a total power grab where we can let COVID patients into the nursing home, but you can't see your mom or dad for 6-8 months. It's such a control thing that all over the world now, you can't see your family members, but then they can do whatever they want behind closed doors. Sounds like a recipe for major abuse.
Well, and why aren't they talking, you know, about the increase in suicide, the increase in depression, you know, like all of these other things that are happening outside, they're just not discussing. Everything is COVID. There's no flu anymore. There's no pneumonia, you know, like there's no other, you know, diseases or illnesses right now. It's just all COVID. And that has to send a red flag to people. And I hope it, you know, does wake up a whole lot more people to kind of start asking questions, because ultimately we need to be inquisitive and we need to demand the truth. And, you know, it's just something that the media isn't giving the people. And these photos that you're sharing right now, it's just heartbreaking. And how are we ever going to dig ourselves out of this and, you know, become, kind of fight this new normal that they're trying to push on everybody. You know, there's nothing normal about this.
And it's the way they script it all, like teaching the kids all this weird bizarreness that you can't hold each other or love each other. Everything's like a cult. You can't see grandma now. This is Milgram experiment, Stanford research experiment. This is real mind control. Then you read Klaus Schwab. I don't know if you've seen that. The Davos Group admitting, oh, COVID's not a threat. This is the rollout of our global corporate takeover and our global ID.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, there are more and more medical professionals speaking up about this. And, you know, eventually there's going to be too many of us to ignore. And I hope that that's the case. And, you know, I'm going to continue the fight. And, you know, there's other doctors and nurses that are stepping up and saying, you know what, enough is enough. You know, we can't lie anymore. And, you know, if go ahead and take our license, because I don't honestly want to be a part of this system if this is how it's going to be. I'd rather be on the outside and helping people, you know, try to avoid this, whatever it is that they're trying to do to, you know, just innocent people right now.
Well, I was really impressed with the videos you shot and what you did. We'll show those next segment. And the fact that what you said has been proven out was going on. And we did see some reform up front because of you and other whistleblowers. But now I see the same, as you said, murderous, out-of-control tactics coming back in this winter.
Yeah, well, we already knew that a second wave was coming. And that's kind of why I needed to get that expose out. I needed to get the book out. Like, knowledge is power. And people need to know what to do right now in order to fight back. First things first, family members need to be allowed in these hospital rooms. And if that's not allowed, you know, if masks honestly work, which they don't, there's no science to back that up, then let the family members put on a mask and go visit their loved ones and be able to advocate for them, because that's where a lot of things go wrong. You know, even on good days in hospitals, it's very bad. And it's been bad for a really, really long time. And I think this may be kind of the catalyst to change and, you know, a reform in ethics and, you know, be able to advocate for your loved ones and have a backup if that's not possible. Maybe in the form of, you know, nurses like myself to be able to go in there. If you need a degree in order to go into these hospitals, then so be it.
Well, we need prosecution of Bill Gates and the UN and these big corporations rolling out their forced inoculations. But we come back. You've already alluded to this. You shot the proof. When you say they were murdering people, we're going to lay that out with Nurse Erin Marie on the other side at Nurse Erin with two E's, and we'll tell you other places to find her book, which I know they've been trying to block, but this is so important. Listeners, I know you know this stuff, or you know most of it, but your friends and neighbors and family don't. So I would suggest you all get copies of this and give it to your local hospitals, because that will trigger a major debate that's already happening inside. We've got to expose this. This is high-tech murder.
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.Video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves in the next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the Second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
There's Aaron Marie Olszewski is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And I've studied this a lot more than I want to. I'm telling you what she's saying is dead on. I've had medical doctors on, scientists on. The vast majority come out and say this is a total fraud, it's a scam, and then they try to fire medical doctors that run major hospitals for saying what she's saying right now. But as you heard her say, more and more of the doctors and nurses are refusing to be part of this fraud. People need to read your book. This is Life and Death. Where's the best place for folks to get your newly published book, The Undercover Epicenter Nurse?
You can get it on any, you know, online store, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I have a personal signed copy link in the link that I gave you. It's the link tree at Nurse Erin. And then, yeah, it's not out in retail stores yet because they just don't want to carry it.
Well, obviously, we need to override them and get that out there. And you've also paid a lot getting fired for telling the truth. Again, give us that URL for radio listeners. We're not just TV. Give them Audibly where they can find the book to support you.
If you go to my Instagram at Erin_BSN, there's a link in my bio for a signed copy. So that would
be. People need to get the signed copy. They need to give it to friends and family because, again, I sit there and I talk to people and I go, hey, they just found HIV insertions in the vaccine. They go, oh, you're a liar. Then I show them the end-in study. They go, oh, wow. Then I show them Sydney Morning Herald. They just stopped the vaccine all over Australia because they were doing HIV-positive tests. Well, I'm not a doctor. I had scientists on 10 months ago. They predicted that if somebody really made a vaccine for this, it would give you HIV-positive because part of this COVID thing is HIV. But we'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes of the vaccines and your view on that. Let's get into the death here. Let's talk about that. Let's go ahead and play this clip number one. This is footage you valiantly shot, because you get in a lot of trouble for this, folks, but, you know, she's showing a crime, so she's covered. Nurse Erin shows how people who repeatedly tested negative are tested over and over again to say they have COVID, to code them while they intubate them to get that money. Here it is.
The people who had repeatedly tested negative for COVID were being described as COVID confirmed.
Okay, so if you look close, I'm in my patient's chart. I am pulling up, like, their laboratory results. So if you look here, you'll see COVID-19 bioreference lab. Here are the test results. As you can see, 5-1-2020 at 17-16, not detected. They test for a second time, 5-4-2020 at 17-59, not detected. So both of those are negative. Scroll up to the top. This is my patient. They are on a vent, and they are being called COVID-19 confirmed. Droplet in contact and eye protection.
So this person is droplet in eye, COVID confirmed. Positive A, click, not detected. No results in lab available. Oh, pretty good.
While Erin was using her hidden camera to document another chart showing a patient with negative test results who nonetheless was labeled COVID confirmed, another travel nurse entered the room. They began to discuss what Erin was seeing.
This is bioreference?
That's here.
It's done here.
So not detected here, but that's presumptive. Now, they're all...
They are detected. They're saying it's positive. Not detected.
But it's not
what
detected.
What's
that mean? So you said that they were vented immediately upon being brought in? Is that...
Yeah, so the thing is they're coming in with difficulty breathing, and a lot of these patients are really coming in with anxiety because everybody is, they're scared.
And then I know in other clips you show where the guy's healthy, they intubate him, and he's dead a couple days later. Absolutely insane. Again, watching this is real world. I would expect the FBI to be SWAT teaming and getting all the evidence, but of course it doesn't happen. But then in Michigan, where medical doctors were giving folks preventatively IV vitamin C, which studies show is basically bulletproof, they got SWAT teamed. So giving people vitamin C, you get SWAT teamed, killing them with ventilation when they don't need it, that's good.
It's insanity. It's literally, what was happening there is the definition of insanity. Like, doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. Although, I don't think that they ever expected different results. I think that the results that were happening with 100% death rate is exactly what they wanted. They wanted the numbers up. They wanted to create this mass hysteria pandemic. And ultimately, they wanted to be right. You know, how did Cuomo know to order 30,000 vents in March? when there was doctors that came out, Dr. Cameron Kyle Siddell said early, in March, it's the wrong treatment protocol. They didn't care. They continued to do it. They didn't hire enough people to run these ventilators. You know, there was residents that had never had experience with hands-on with their patients running the floors. You know, there was so many times that I had to lock my IV pump so they wouldn't come in and change it and kill my patients. You know, it was like terrifying. Ultimately, it was one big experiment for a lot of these student doctors. They were performing invasive tests and things that on these patients, and these patients were essentially in a medically induced coma. I had no idea what was going on, and they treated them like they weren't even human beings, you know.
Well,
and
you said earlier, keep going, please, nurse, but they're like, oh, the person's alive, just say they're dead. We're killing them, basically. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, and I have that recorded. The doctor literally is telling all of us nurses to, he was essentially playing God, and he was called out for playing God. You know, you're not God. And he said, well, I am. You know, it's just.
Let's start over there, because this sounds like Joseph Mengele's Nazi type stuff. This hospital has the highest death rate in the country, at least it did then, the epicenter. They hired you to come in there. You blew the whistle. Others did. So, again, the good news is most hospitals, doctors and nurses are good. They help the people and don't go along with the protocol. But Gates and the UN are trying to get a set protocol where doctors won't have a choice. This is really scary. So they will turn doctors into executioners.
Yeah. You know, and if they don't follow their orders, you know, this was a bunch of order followers, ultimately. And if they don't follow the orders, they're going to be fired and they'll likely lose their license. If they do the right thing, they will lose their license. You know, I did the right thing. You know, nurses, doctors, we're all mandatory reporters. It's our oath. You know, that's what we sign up. We are ultimately for the patient. We are for nobody else. We are there to protect the patient. And it's so backwards. The society is so backwards that if you're a nurse or a doctor trying to save your patient's lives and being like, listen, we're doing it wrong. We need to change this. You're fired. I can't comprehend that this is the United States of America, a country that is supposed to be one of the best countries in the world, and we are not setting a good example.
Well, if a serial killer had grabbed little kids or a woman and was putting tubes down their throat and killing them, like Jeffrey Dahmer did with acid, then it'd be a horror story. It'd be terrible. But if it's the doctors, and it's Fauci, and it's the governor, Cuomo, and as you said, it was also premeditated, this is like a giant... You just exercise the power by these psychos.
Yeah, and you know, it wasn't just in New York. It was the majority of Democratic-run states that banned alternative treatments, that banned the hydroxychloroquine and zinc protocol. It banned, you know...
Exactly. It was all unified. Let's talk about it. It was California, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York. There was a few others, but yeah, they all did it in unison.
Yeah, and the thing is, and here's the... Another point. They targeted low-income minority populations. They targeted the poor, the hospitals that served the poor, underprivileged areas. And if you look around, you will see that every single hospital that was super hard hit served minorities, served the majority Medicare, Medicaid patients.
And that's why we've got, double the number of blacks versus whites. Stay there. This is the key. Because now they want the vaccine just for blacks first. This is very obvious what's going on. Bringing homeless in, putting a tube down their throat and killing them. We've got an amazing nurse whistleblower who's been totally vindicated. Nurse Aaron's our guest. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's the next fight? What do we need to do? And she's like, I'm launching a huge nurses conference in Florida on January 9th, I think she said. And I've got a book out. I mean, she is kicking ass. A great American patriot, a veteran. This is what we need. So many doctors, so many epidemiologists, so many scientists have spoken out, shown the facts. The former chief science officer at Merck's come out saying it's all a big hoax, fraud. It's crazy that, like, there's almost no one on their side. But the American Bar Association, the lawyers say that we should stay locked down. The lawyers say we should all take forced inoculations. It's a huge power grab. So in the 10 minutes we have left, tell folks about solutions, ideas, and then other areas we haven't hit on.
Well, as you pointed out, I'm going to have it's the Global Frontline Nurses Summit. It's going to be in the Tampa Bay area on January 9th of 2021. Hopefully it will be a better year. But there's nurses that are coming from all over the world. And these nurses are all seen. We're all on the same page. We all see the same thing. We all know that it has been a mass genocide of patients, and we're going to talk about it. And if nurses are the most trusted profession in the United States, and I think around the world, then I hope that people will be open to hearing from us, because honestly, at the end of the day, we have everything to lose. Some of us have. I have everything. We can, but and nothing to gain, you know, except to stand on the right side of history and to make sure that history never repeats itself, and to stop the corruption before it gets any worse. And you know, once they take away our freedoms that are our God-given right, you know, as human beings, it is going to be next to impossible to ever get them back. So, you know, that's why I am fighting with every inch of my being. It's in my blood. I served our country. I love our country. And, you know, there's really nothing that is going to get in my way. And even though there's been a whole lot of people that, you know, try to stop me from doing it. So,
well, let me guess, yeah. You blew the whistle. If they hadn't fired you and censored you, you'd done your duty. You'd expose it. You still speak out. But them trying to suppress you, is that really giving you a second wind to really supercharge and now really fight back?
I mean, all the information they censor is exactly what the people need to know. So if anything, you know, even bad news is good news. So listen to what they're trying to, you know, censor from people that have no reason to lie. And, you know, yeah, yes, it does give me more motivation, and it does light a fire that I'm not willing to put out. So, yeah.
Where do you predict this goes if they're able to weasel Biden in there? He says he's going to intensify it all. It makes him so unpopular. It creates depression. Why do you think they just are so obsessed with this?
Control. You know, I mean, Biden doesn't even know what he's doing. You know, he's just one of the, you know, he's a pawn in a much bigger, sinister plan. And that is why we need to fight, you know, and ultimately if Biden does get into office, which he won't, you know, we're going to see a country that we don't recognize. We're going to be masked up. We're going to be mass vaccinated. We're going to have absolutely no control over our bodies or the bodies of our children. We're going to, you know, essentially be living in a communist country that would be absolutely terrifying.
Communist country that uses medical tyranny as its excuse and cover for enforcement of surveillance and political oppression. Getting into vaccines, I know you're a nurse. You've looked at that. These aren't even classic vaccines, these mRNA systems. I know you know that. And now the fact that they were trying to give it to kids in England that made them sick, so now they say, don't give it to under 16. Don't give it to people that have autoimmune problems. They suspended the vaccine in Australia because it was doing false positive HIV. What is your thought and your other medical colleagues' thought on this real push for forced inoculation?
I've been awake to the vaccine racket for a really long time. Actually, my son at 12 months, I have three boys. My middle son at 12 months was severely injured. And that's when I kind of dive deep into the fact that vaccines in general are liability free. So you can't sue the manufacturer. And, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand with what happened to the hospitals. The hospitals during this entire COVID pandemic were also liability free. Nothing good comes from a liability free anything. No entity, no corporation, nothing. And so, you know, in general, the toxins are bad. But this COVID vaccine is worse because it is an mRNA vaccine. It is going to permanently change people's DNA. Permanently. This is something that you can't just detox from. This is going to be permanent. I ultimately believe that this is going to cause a mass genocide in our population. It's going to be a very, very bad thing. And I really, really hope that people open their eyes and honestly, like, really look into this research. There's absolutely no reason we need a vaccine for a virus that with a 99.9% survival rate. There is nothing else other than the fact that they want population control. They want to control, you know, the narrative. So it's very dangerous.
Well, Nurse Erin, let me just say this. I saw you on Tucker Carlson, and I saw your original videos. In fact, I sent you to Tucker Carlson. I talked to Tucker, and I sent you him the info. And then like an hour later, he goes, oh, yeah, we're getting her on. That's great. But my point is, hearing you now in long form is so powerful to just as a nurse, as a mother, as a veteran, as a human. It's so strong. It's beautiful. Not that you're a beautiful person physically and beautiful spiritually. And I know there's so many other great nurses, male and female, that I'm sure you were saying you know that are also upset. And I saw the UN last December say at their own UN conference, their own head of vaccines said, we're hurting people. We don't like this. We want tests. We want clear stuff, but we're told by Big Pharma what to do. Our own front line wants to stop vaccines. Even the head UN people are saying this is wrong. So it shows the compartmentalization that you're against it, the doctors are against it, the UN scientists are against it. The UN head envoy on COVID says don't do lockdowns. They're still doing them. So it's like, who's in control? Well, it's Bill Gates. What do you have to say about Bill Gates, who really is, suddenly we wake up and he's going to rape us with his vaccines. He's going to keep us locked down. He's going to be the head of the G8. Boris Johnson says he's going to let him give him orders the next year. I mean, this is like, this is even crazier than Alex Jones would come up with, is what I'm saying.
You know, I honestly feel like it's the Twilight Zone because we know Bill Gates is neither a doctor or a scientist. And, you know, I obviously we do know that he has a lot of money, and we do know that everything is surrounded around money. Money, power, greed, and they don't care about the average American, actually, they don't really care about anyone, and they care about more money and more power and more greed, and they will do it at the expense of human life, and they will not feel bad about it.
And here's the secret. Like any secret testing or any big crime, when they get us to sign on to it, they get power over the crisis they create. And it becomes what I call too evil to fail in this dystopic system they're setting up. They are dystopics. They are creating a dystopia that they manage and control, and they need us to go into mass Stockholm syndrome. So he is evoking a psychological response from us of submitting to something insane, so we'll submit to stuff even more insane later. We're being inducted into slavery right now.
Well, they're creating the problem. And then they're going to come around and act like they're, you know, we should thank them for finding a, quote, solution. You know, it is definitely quite an intense, well-thought-out PSYOP. And sadly, it's working on quite a bit of our population. But eventually, hopefully, there's going to be a lot more people standing up and saying no and trying, you know, hopefully holding a lot of these people accountable and putting a lot of them in prison because that's where they ultimately belong.
Nurse Olszewski, you're 100% right. We need to not just debate the merits. We need to say you're going to prison. You violated the Nuremberg Code. You violated the Geneva Convention. You make money off this. You're a criminal. We hold you responsible. We don't care if you have the 1986 Vaccine Act. You are held accountable. You bit off more than you can chew. You knew your vaccine fraud was failing at the UN, so you doubled down with all of this, and you're not going to succeed. All right, Nurse Erin, thank you so much. We really appreciate you, and please come on the War Room. I know you're already on with David Knight. Before, great job with David Knight and his folks getting you on. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing hour.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I hope to be back.
We'd love to have you back. In studio. Bring some doctors with you. We'll get everybody in here. All right. All right. Paul Joseph Watson from the UK takes over. I've got 5 more minutes, though, before he comes on. And then the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Man, there's a lot of great souls out there. She's one of them. That was powerful. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.